Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
A dreary night out there. Temperatures dropping, light rain. We're going to get into the 30s this evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, higher standards on the way for the MEEP test and the merit exam in Michigan. Some say it's about time. Others worried about the negative impact of more students failing these tests. And the ACLU says that Michigan's law that prohibits public panhandling is unconstitutional, and the organization has filed suit. I'll talk to an ACLU attorney about that case. But first, it's time for Michiganians to start taking their health more seriously. Governor Snyder today in a press conference calling for health care reform and telling state residents that they need to maintain a healthy diet, exercise regularly, and get blood tests to ensure that they are indeed healthy. To talk about how the state's health care industry is likely to respond, I'm joined by Rick Murdoch, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Health Plans. Welcome to the program, Rick.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to join you.
Now, you were there with the governor at today's press conference where he called for us to eat right and exercise. Would that likely have a dramatic impact on our health care costs, or would that be overstating it?
Well, I think his message was one of the full continuum of issues for health care, and certainly his focus on wellness and some of the initial activities we can do to promote our personal well-being are well taken, and we all need to deal with whether it's dealing with immunizations or whether it's dealing with diet or exercise. They all have overall impact on health status and just overall well-being. So we were pleased to see that, as well as everything else that came out of his message. We actually, the more I look at it, this was a very important message for people to receive.
You know, Attorney General Bill Schuette is involved in this lawsuit challenging President Obama's health care plan, but the governor today said that state lawmakers need to begin instituting the requirements for this new federal law this fall. What are the key changes that that will bring to the health insurance plans here in the state?
Yes, the proposal the governor highlighted focuses on an insurance exchange, so consumers will be able to make choices, an apples-to-apples comparison, if you will, on health insurance options that will be available beginning in 2014. And the governor realizes that, you know, the law is currently, it's the law of the land, and we have responsibility to go forward and implement it. But he's doing so in a way that I think makes sense for Michigan, and it's something we probably would be doing regardless of federal law. So we appreciate his approach. It seems to be more efficient and lower key. It's focusing on something like you have in the travel industry, if you will, an Orbitz or a Travelocity type of approach where you can go online and get this information. But there will be provisions as this is implemented for personal contact as well as other opportunities for consumers to make choices.
So will this mean consumers will, in fact, save money and will be getting better health care?
You know, the jury's going to be out on saving money. You know, it all depends on the benefit packages that will be made available, and we're still waiting for some final determinations on that. But getting healthy, I think that will have a definite impact, because as people have access, insurance access, they're more likely to use the healthcare system appropriately and get more preventive services rather than waiting to go to the emergency room where it's more expensive. So I think we'll see some improvement in health status.
Now, Governor Snyder today also calling for an overhaul of the 33-year-old state public health code, saying it's completely out of date and doesn't include provisions for things like electronic records. Have Michigan insurers generally been opposed to this kind of an update?
You know, there's a number of codes that we think need to be updated. Certainly, the public health code is one, and the governor's right on target that, you know, it was revised back in the mid-1970s. But we have personnel issues. We have a supply issue in terms of who's going to provide primary care services over the next few years with many physicians and nurses retiring. So we need to focus on that. And you're right about technology. There is no reference to the various technology in the public health code, and that's really an important facet on health care. But he also referenced revision of Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we believe coupled with that should be the review of the insurance code in order to align it and modernize both of those statutes.
I'm talking to Rick Murdoch, executive director of the Michigan Association of Health Plans. Blue Cross Blue Shield, such a dominant force in our health insurance market here in Michigan. Is that a good thing for state residents generally?
Well, from the position of our industry, we think competition is good, and there's value in having choice among different health plans. So anytime you have a dominant carrier, it has it has different factors into the market, whether it's price or choice or options along the way. So we think the more choice you have, the better it's going to be. We all will be, all of our members, any health plan will be on an equal basis in 2014 because they'll have the same responsibility to be a guarantor of choice. They'll have guaranteed issue. So the uniqueness of Blue Cross in 2014 goes away. So I think that's one of the reasons why the governor was looking at, we should look at perhaps a different statute for Blue Cross, or perhaps putting them in the insurance code.
In this Obama health care law, do you think then Blue Cross will in fact end up with a smaller portion of the health insurance market?
Remains to be seen. I'm certain that there's a number of our members are more than willing and have the capacity of picking up additional members and want to be competitive in this market. Right now there's some questions, some litigation from the Department of Justice regarding some of the contracting practices of Blue Cross that we think will affect choice over time. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's an open question now, but we hope we can have more competition and even out the penetration of plans.
The governor today also saying that insurers in Michigan should cover treatment for autism, which is a growing problem for children nationwide. Is that that's something that's going to require insurers to cover expenses for many years? 27 other states have this type of requirement. Is it time for Michigan insurers to join them?
I think, again, that's another very good public policy question. The cost of including this mandated coverage, we believe, would add maybe another percent or more to the cost of a premium. But we also understand that the services may have value in terms of providing relief and early preventive services for kids who are diagnosed with autism.
So how will insurers then cover? I mean, if this does become a mandatory part of what they need to cover, how are they likely to make up for that expense?
Well, there's very few options we can do. It's either, sharpening up the pencil, if you will, on administrative cost, but, you know, some of the federal reform already deals with that, with the medical loss ratio requirements. You know, certainly provider reimbursement contracts, and I think focusing on more of your disease management, care coordination, getting ahead of some of the care so we can eliminate some of the hospitalizations and emergency room usage is probably the only real long-term way that cost will be saved in this area across the board.
Finally, the Snyder administration will also be reviewing the state's 25 health profession licensing boards and task forces and will decide if Michigan should instead accept national accreditation or certification for healthcare professionals. Is that something you would support?
I think that's something we need to look at. I believe the figures are that we have close to it's between 20 and 30% of our physicians and nurses are looking at retiring over the next 5 to 10 years, and we need to do something to make sure we can accelerate the certification and licensing of health personnel to serve the people we expect to be coming in under the new insurance exchange and the expansion of Medicaid eligibility. So this may be one way of dealing with it. I'm sure it's part of the modernization that he's looking at in terms of the overall public health code revisions. So it's I think it's well worth looking at this point.
Rick Murdoch, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Health Plans, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.